Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. Can you list the three times during Jesus' life when a voice sounded like thunder from the sky? You probably remember when it happened at his baptism, when a voice came from the heavens and said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And you might also remember that it happened at the Transfiguration, there on Mount Tabor, with Elijah and Moses at Jesus' side, and Peter, James, and John looking on. A voice came from the cloud and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I delight." And then the voice added, "Listen to him." But there's another time recorded in John's Gospel where the Father speaks audibly from heaven. Can you remember? It's when Jesus is surrounded by a crowd and suddenly, spontaneously, he says, "Father, glorify your name." And in response, a voice comes from heaven and says, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." Now the whole crowd heard the voice. Some thought it was a clap of thunder. Others said an angel spoke to him. But Jesus said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours." So Jesus says, "Father, glorify your name." And the Father says, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." And then Jesus said to the crowd, "This voice didn't come for my sake, but for yours." Now, it might seem like kind of a strange dialogue, but it must be important if it's only one of three times that the Father lets us hear his voice. So, what does it all mean? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. So what does it mean to say that we should glorify God, or that God is glorified? Well, first of all, here's what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that God becomes better, more perfect, and it doesn't mean that God becomes more blessed or more happy. God, just by being God, is already infinitely perfect, blessed, and happy. And no matter what Buzz Lightyear may tell you about to infinity and beyond, there isn't any way to add to infinity or go beyond it. So when God is glorified, it doesn't benefit him in the sense of adding anything to his well-being. The ones who receive benefit from God's glory, the ones intended to be made happier by it, are us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. So what does the glory of God mean? It means God expressing his goodness. That's it. And that is the purpose of everything. The Catechism states, the world was made for the glory of God. In other words, the world was made to express the goodness of God through the benefits which he bestows on us. So when we say God is glorified, we mean that God does something good. And every time God does something good, two things happen. First, by doing good, God shows that he is good, because only a good God could act in such a way. That's what it means to say God is glorified by all his works. His works make his goodness visible. And second, his goodness is never just theoretical. It always results in something concrete, some concrete good for us. He does good for us. God's glory and his generosity always go hand in hand. Whenever God is glorified, his goodness is revealed, and someone is blessed. That's why Jesus said that the voice of the Father, the glorious, thunderous voice that declared his own glory, it was for us. Because when God glorifies himself, it always overflows as generosity towards his creatures. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. We said that when God is glorified, it's an expression of his goodness, which brings some good to us. That's why Jesus is the supreme glory of the Father, because everything Jesus does reveals the goodness of God, and everything Jesus does is a gift to us. When Jesus calls out to the Father and asks him to glorify his name, it comes right before the Passion, which makes sense. After all, what glorifies God like the redemption of the world? What shows God's goodness, his love, his genius, his surprising capacity for bringing happy endings out of the most tragic stories? What shows God's goodness like the suffering, death, and resurrection of his Son? That's the greatest manifestation of the Father's goodness possible, something even greater than the creation of the world. It's his supreme gift to us, and that's why it's his supreme act of glorification. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Saint Irenaeus once wrote, the glory of God is man fully alive. So if you want to glorify God, become fully alive, which means become a saint. But to become saints, we have to commit to doing the work and not give up. And what's the work of the saints? It's to receive Jesus in the Eucharist as often as we can, because union with Christ in the Eucharist is the fire that transforms us from the inside out. And to commit time each day in friendship with Jesus to daily meditation, whether in the Rosary or Lectio Divina, and to examine our conscience daily so that we can return to confession at least once a month, not just for forgiveness, but for spiritual growth, and love the people closest to us, especially when it's hard, because holiness begins at home. And accept all the things you cannot change for the love of God. So yes, God wants to glorify His name again. And if we respond to His love, He will. So let your lives become living proof that you are good. And let our lives be good for others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what are your thoughts with this meditation?
That was really incredible.
Why?
I I want to take a shot in the dark and try and summarize what my understanding of that is. And I might be wrong in oversimplifying this, but could you say that glorifying God is to simply make his goodness known?
How? What's the most important way?
I think you can break that down in a few ways as A, knowing him ourselves, as in seeing his goodness in the world, to know his goodness, but also in every sin, you can start looking at it as something that veils his goodness in you. So, I mean, the practical applications are very different, but just with that wording, is that true? Is that heretical?
No, it's absolutely true. I was kind of thinking, many times in my life I've thought, we're supposed to glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean just standing there and saying, oh God, I glorify you. I praise you. You're awesome. Mm-hmm. You're wonderful. Where do I go from here?
I don't know. It almost sounds like our only idea of glorifying someone is a yes man, or someone who's just talking, a hype man, a salesman who's just like, this is so good. This is the best car you're ever going to buy.
It's very close to in the Our Father when we say, hallowed be thy name.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to this, because when we say hallowed be your name, holy be your name, his name can't be more holy.
Mm-hmm.
But who bears his name? Who bears the name of Christ? Who bears the name Christian? We do. So in the Our Father, when we say, hallowed be your name, what we're saying is, we need to be more holy.
Yeah.
And that's how we glorify God.
I think this is just the core of everything I miss all the time about our faith is, but it's also such a simple way to redirect my focus, because it tells you how to live your life, and it tells you how to see others, and it tells you how to see God.
Yeah. You become good and then do good to others.
And it helps us understand certain sins that they seem like blurred lines to a lot of people, like the sin of scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Or just things like reputation and how much that matters, because it is hiding, it is disparaging, it is tarnishing the good of God, his image in others and in ourselves.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's take it to the full extreme. Most of what you see in the news and in the media is just gossip tearing people mm-hmm. down.
It's dehumanizing.
Exactly.
I've been reflecting a lot on the concept of celebrity. And right now we're all, especially with media, part of what media is trying to sell you is that anyone can be famous and everyone should be famous. But part of fame is the opposite of this idea of glory, because we're saying glory to truly know someone's goodness, to truly know, to truly love, to truly understand. But fame is innately to not know someone, to not know who they actually are, but to see some shallow half image of them and obsess, not love, not know, not understand, to just obsess over a less human idea. And it's dehumanizing. But we need to, as Christians, as Catholics, to completely reorient that, to know others, to love others, to glorify God, to show people God within themselves, bring value back to people, whether that's through our patience, our acts of service. This is what we do when we feed the poor, when we clothe the poor, when we even look at our close friends and just honor their reputation and their time.
You're absolutely right. But the hardest place to do this is with the people closest to you.
Mm-hmm. Because quite honestly, they're the people you know the best, and they know you the best.
And we know the real issue is that the people that we live with demand something of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it gets hard.
Yeah. It's like a fine sieve, because you can't hide anything. And you're always, you're more present to them. You're with them almost all the time.
Yeah.
But God is asking that degree of glory.
Yeah. We need to glorify God with the people we live the closest with. And that means showing his goodness to them by doing good for them. And doing good is just the definition of love. Love is to the choice to do good for others. So we glorify God by doing good for the people that annoy the heck out of us.
It doesn't just mean, I jump to, we should talk about God and we should glorify God and we should just read the Bible aloud to everyone on the street corner. But really, it's the examples of that would make people stop and go, wow, that person loves in a way that is entirely different than anyone else. Yeah. They just see my innate value. They don't ask anything more than they just look and they love.
Yeah.
That's an entirely different example to set. And it's both more reasonable, but also in many ways more difficult than just standing on the street corner and shouting words of God.
Yeah.
It's asking us to become it.
And to do it in a way that's never going to make you famous.
Mm-hmm.
But it will make you famous to the people that matter.
Mm-hmm.
To the people who know you the most.
You won't be famous. You'll be legendary.
In the right place.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between legendary and famous?
That's an answer for another day.
That's a good question.
I'll have to think about that one. That's one a sounds good question. Cooler.
So you got any song recommendations for this conversation?
Not today. Not today.
Nothing connected with being legendary or...
Are you...
No. This is the third day. This could be the third day in a row with a song recommendation.
Well, if there's too many songs, people will stop listening to my song recommendations.
That's true. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.